knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Presciancy with us, Pick Six previews every Wednesday morning for this segment. Brett, I preach a lot about spring and summer, and we all have a vision of the season, whether we do it for a living or whether it's a random fan out there. Then we get to the season. Some things might occur the way we thought they would, but we always get surprised. It doesn't matter what year it is. Things happen. Week one, week two, you don't even have to go far into the season, and things happen that surprise you. To date, what stands out to you in that category?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. And that's really the beauty of college football, really. I mean, yeah. The unpredictability of it, because, I put out a preseason preview book for the last 10 years. I spend 9 months each year really working on it, studying it, trying to find every little angle, every stat, every clip of game tape, everything, talking to coaches and coordinators. You can do as much as you want, and then when that ball gets kicked off in September, it's still randomness. But that's what we love. And a couple things have stood out. I think Ohio State's defense really looks like a glaring flaw right now. We knew the offense would be a little young, and a couple freshman mistakes from C.J. Stroud. But that defense really was getting gashed against Minnesota, but then really more so against Oregon, giving up 300 rushing yards and really just couldn't get off the field. So seeing one of the dynasty teams with a flaw, you can go down so many things that have been surprising. I had UNC very high, and they did not look like a top 10 team at all so far. So I know it's early, but we can go conference by conference. There's so much that's shocked us, but here we are.
Georgia Dog, and this is a very good question, says, ask Brett, Auburn, Penn State, Bo Nix has been not very good on the road. Can he win at a place like Happy Valley?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because I'm based up here in Pennsylvania. When you talk around to some Penn Staters, they are extremely confident for this game. And when you talk to people from the SEC footprint, they're confident that Auburn's going to win. So it's rare to see both sides so confident in a non-conference game. It's interesting just to see that their expectations are wildly different. Bo Nix, he's great at home. I think his split at home is like 22 touchdowns to 3 picks. On the road, it's 10 and 10. 10 touchdowns, 10 picks. So he's a whole different character on the road. This is the toughest environment in college football, I think. A true whiteout night game in Happy Valley. You're going to have 105,000 or whatever it is, all wearing white. And not only that, but they've been gearing up for a year and a half, 2 years for this one, without last year and no fans. So this game has been circled on their calendars for over 2 years now. So it's going to be tough. And you saw Penn State's front seven and their secondary really strong. I know that Wisconsin's offense isn't anything to write home about, but just the physicality that Penn State showed in that opening Saturday. So, yeah, it's going to be very challenging for Nix and Auburn.
I think Penn State's the better team, regardless of where this game gets played.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, coming in, I had Penn State winning this one back in my book. I mentioned it. But here we are in game week. I still like it. I like Penn State. Now, when you look at Auburn, it's interesting. It's rare to see a team that leads the entire country in yards per play on offense and yards per play on defense. Now, you got to look at that schedule and see who they played. But nonetheless, against anybody, just to lead on both sides of the ball, it's 9.9 on offense and 3.0 on defense. Just incredibly dominant. They've done what they're supposed to do so far.
Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast says, ask Brett about UCLA and Fresno State. Now, he's got UCLA minus 11. I don't know that Brett's Mr. Gambling guy, Mr. Pick the Odds guy, but the game outright, what do you think?
Yeah, so I do put out a couple picks against the spread each week on Odds Checker, so I do follow that closely. The good thing is I get to pick which ones I write about. So when I look at this week, you know, I didn't pick the UCLA one. That one I'm not too sure about, just because for total clarity, I don't cover the non-AQ, so I don't know Fresno as deeply as I know these Power 5 teams that I cover in the book. So from an outsider perspective, I think UCLA definitely wins that game. They look physical in their opening two games against Hawaii and Michigan, and not Michigan, LSU. I like UCLA to win. Now, I'm not going to pick that one in my weekly spread pick, though.
Your thoughts on the Southern Cal news and the opening?
Yeah, I mean, the longest hot seat we've ever seen, I think. It's been about 3 years now. Of course, Clay Helton, they went 5-7, a losing record back in 2018, and then the chatter started. And it lasted all of 18, all of 19. It was strong enough to really sink their whole recruiting class. If you remember the 2019 class, USC, usually a top five recruiter, they finished like 50. So to see that go on, and then, yeah, 2020, I know it was a short year. They went 5-0. It was still kind of an asterisk season. And then to see the embarrassment there against Stanford. So I don't know. The timing's odd. Do it in week two. I mean, it's such a distraction now for the rest of the season. Could have waited a month or so. You know, they're still way ahead of the coaching carousel. So I don't know. The timing seemed odd, but then when you look at USC's track record with this stuff, like firing Lane Kiffin on the tarmac at a road game, who knows? So, yeah, just let's start the carousel early, really.
Two games in, yeah. And really, you can't come to any kind of conclusion unless you're targeting coaches who are retired right now. You're going to have to wait for months, I guess. I guess it doesn't hurt to name an interim coach, but yeah, it was a little bit unusual. Frankly, I was doubting. We spent a whole lot of time, actually Monday, Brett, talking about this and the administration just showing no interest and wanting to get better, and then all of a sudden they do something about it. That Pitt and Tennessee game, I know it wasn't a ranked game per se, but it was very entertaining this past Saturday, I thought.
Yeah, it really was. I had it on one of my screens, and I was impressed by Kenny Pickett, the 50-year quarterback from Pittsburgh. You know, he's taken a lot of heat from the media over the years, being such a long-term starter. He looked sharp. I mean, he was putting up great numbers and moving the ball in Tennessee. For what it's worth, though, they couldn't stop Tennessee either. It was a lot of points. They couldn't pull away. They couldn't secure a lead. So, credit Tennessee's offense moving along. Now I saw they rotated their quarterbacks a bit. But really still a work in process for Tennessee. And that was expected coming in when you have such an offensive identity shift from Jeremy Pruitt's, 1980 smash mouth football to this UCF Josh Heupel. So, but no, Pittsburgh, yeah, that's more offensive firepower than we usually see from them. So we'll see if they can get back to their normal Pat Narduzzi defense to pair with it. But, yeah, I was impressed with Kenny Pickett so far.
Arkansas was getting points. They were getting 5.5 at home versus Texas. Dominated that game. Your impressions of the Razorbacks?
Yeah, well, Arkansas was my outright upset pick of the week there, and they covered. They won. It was a dominant performance down there in Fayetteville. First reaction is I feel so happy for those fans. I mean, it's a great fan base. They're passionate. They love it. That's their team. That's everything to them down there. And they deserve better than what they had under Chad Morris and the few years before that. So I was down there in 2019 when they played Auburn, and the score was 51-10 Auburn. It was half empty, and the fans were real upset. And, they deserve better than that. So very special moment there to knock out an old Southwest Conference rival and really humiliate them. I don't know if anyone, if you had the audio on when you watched that one, they were chanting SEC. They were doing the horns down, kind of a welcome to the conference kind of move for Texas, but just got to be a really rewarding night for Arkansas. And it wasn't a fluke. I mean, the physicality was there. The athleticism from the receivers and running backs were there. That defense, it was schemed up perfectly by Barry Odom, really rotating their looks. A lot of dime package, flying around the field, a couple All-American candidates. So I really like Arkansas. I moved them way up in my rankings for this week coming up.
Alabama and Florida, I've got in the one slot for week three. I've got Penn State Auburn. I believe I have that one in the two slot. Anyways, Gainesville on Saturday. Do you give Florida much of a fighting chance?
It's going to be tough. I mean, they've been rotating their quarterbacks a bit. so far, I think Anthony Richardson looks better. And I know that Dan Mullen has a track record with rotating quarterbacks. He's proven he can do it, but I'd like to see some stability there. You know, also reading some of the tea leaves and the quotes, I think that they've been trying to hide a little bit on offense, a little bit of vanilla. So who knows if there's some mysterious, you know, look that's going to come out on Saturday. But no, I think that you have to still pick Alabama. It's a much safer bet. I thought that last year's Florida team would have been their better shot at knocking them off, and they were really going punch for punch, score for score, up until that late in the game last year in Atlanta. So, but then when you think of all that they lost, you know, I think Alabama is a safer pick right now. I know it makes for bad radio, but until we see it from Florida, you know, Alabama remains the favorite.
Yeah, and with Richardson, he's got a hamstring issue, which can be very hit or miss, and we just don't know, unless there was some news I didn't see here last 12 hours or so. We just don't even know his availability for this game.
Yeah, that, and then we don't know how this defense is going to hold up. You know, the last decade, they were strong. Last year was kind of the aberration. 2020, they really collapsed there. So when you're looking at 2021, we don't know yet the strength. On paper, it looks like it should be much improved. I really trust Todd Grantham. I know that's a hot topic down there in Gainesville, but he's got a great track record along with Dan Mullen. So I like the coordinator there, and they have tons of five-star and four-star talent all around. So does it gel? Is it able to really move back to what they used to be the last 10 years? So they're gonna get tested Saturday, big time.
Georgia was a heavy favorite over UAB. They started because Daniels was not available. Stetson Bennett, instead of all the storied quarterbacks in that quarterback film room with all the stars next to their name, and Bennett played incredibly well. Were you somewhat surprised there?
Well, when I saw that line started to drop, I think it opened up around 30, and when JT Daniels was declared not to play, it fell all the way to 22, and I thought that was definitely an overreaction. So that was one of those I hopped on. And you know, I figured Georgia could just run the ball every single snap and still cover 22 points. So with that said, yeah, credit to Stetson Bennett there, really coming in. I know that last year he had some solid starts, some not-so-solid starts. He's a former, I guess, walk-on, or, you know, he doesn't have the five stars that Vandergriff or JT Daniels has. But, yeah, he managed the offense well. They were airing it out. Kind of a perfect game on both sides of the ball for Georgia. So, you know, in terms of SEC race or playoff race, it's good to know that that's your backup. It's good to know that's your high caliber of backup you have. It's not going to sink to the, you know, it's not going to sink the season if JT Daniels misses a couple more games. So that's good all around. That was a dominant performance.
Brett Ciancia joins us every Tuesday. Have you witnessed anything like the last play of the Florida State-Jacksonville State game?
Wow, I'm still in shock watching that for a couple reasons. I mean, first off, the easy one is how do you get in that situation against an FCS team first off? I mean, Team Jacksonville State that lost 31-0 the week prior to UAB, we just said got destroyed by UGA. So first off, before you even talk about that one play, how do you even get to that? That game should be handled in the third quarter. Now, speaking to that last play, in the press conference, Mike Norvell said they were in prevent. If you watch that back, I think they rushed five, and I think it was man-to-man and a cover one over the top, so just one safety in the back. That did not have the typical prevent look, so that's pre-snap. And then when the ball snapped, you know, they let those guys get behind them. Guy makes a catch, and if you see some of the effort from the secondary, some of those DBs, I don't know if they were stunned or what, but when that ball was near them, they kind of stopped playing. It didn't look right. It looked very odd when you watch it on tape. So, and then, yeah, so Jacksonville State gets the big upset win. I remember they were close against Auburn about 5 years back in the opener. They almost had an FBS win then, but they get it done here. The first time ever Florida State loses to an FCS team, and that hot seat's getting hot now after that performance.
Tell everybody how they can get your content, all your information.
Yeah, thanks. It's picksixpreviews.com and at picksixpreviews on Twitter. 10th annual season preview book, but now that we're into the season here, we're just you know, covering it day by day. And all day Saturday, three screens going for 14 hours. I'm trying to catch everything and then catch up during the week.
Appreciate it, Brett. We'll see you next Wednesday. Sorry.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Enjoy the games.
Appreciate it. Get my days confused. Seriously. I have to sometimes on this show, this happens all the time. I have to think about what day it is.